Said he would come down with a new style. He saved my brain free from reality with me. This time around, well, you can see that there ain't nothing but you and me. And we know
mom.
It's been turtles all the way down.
And that you're not real.
All the way down.
I'm not real. Time.
You're really unreal.
Time's not a thing.
By that I mean you don't exist.
And God.
I don't either.
Not a thing, but you're also God. It's complicated. We should probably start the show.
Hello, wonderful people. One day I'm going to be like, hello, freak bitches. It's just going to happen. Yeah. That's what editing's for, so that doesn't end up on the air. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Sacred Shame. I am Seamus Harvey. Yeah, we're going to get into it pretty quick here. Have a guest on the program today. Our guest is Jay Main. He is a sound healer brought to you by the universe because I have a huge interest in sound healing. I had an incredible sound healing last year, and I just kind of like floated it out there that I was looking for a sound healer, and one just showed up like same day because that's how intention works. Get that shit. Manifest the shit in your life. But I'm going to not talk much at all here, and I'm going to just get into the show. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with Jay Main here on The Sacred Shame. Thank you so much for being here with me. Hey everyone, Seamus Harp here. Super excited to talk about my new sponsor, Ama Healing, amahealing.co. They are manufacturers and purveyors of fine hemp extracts, CBD products, phytocannabinoids, all of the good health things to get your body in the best shape possible from a mentality and focus standpoint. And I use these fuckers every day. Literally, their CBD extract and their Elevate Elixir, I credit with basically keeping me alive. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know that I've been dealing with cancer for the last 6 months or so, and just from the cancer and the inflammation and the treatment for the cancer, I feel foggy in the brain a lot of the time, and the products from amahealing.co, specifically the CBD oil, hemp extract, and the Elevate Elixir, are really doing so much to keep me from being foggy and just feeling like blah. And the team is amazing. Matt, Ted, all the guys and gals and peoples at amahealing.co. Love you guys so much. Go to amahealing, amahealing.co. Use the code BUCKCANCER and maybe get a little discount from your boy Seamus Harvey. Again, that's amahealing, amahealing.co. I am Seamus Harvey.
Hey! This is Seamus Harvey, Sacred Shame. Welcome to the show. For all of you listeners at home, today's guest is, he literally was brought to me from my call to the universe for wanting to have a sound healer on the show. Sound healing is a beautiful, beautiful process that I've had the privilege of taking place in some fairly high level sound healings before, and was just mesmerized by how transformative that they were, and really, really wanted to get a sound healer on to talk to. And today's guest fits that bill. Also is an Army veteran like myself, and I seem to attract those as well. I keep connecting with either Army veterans or families of Army veterans. And that's awesome because the Army's energy is all jacked up. And it's really, really does my heart good knowing that people are finding a spiritual path after dealing with all of that. So without any further ado, my guest today, Mr. Jay Main. Jay, welcome to the Sacred Shame. How are you?
Thanks, James, brother. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here and, spread the word about, something that some people, might call right off the bat hocus pocus. Oh, sound healing. Yeah, man, that doesn't work. Or, yeah, you know, man. Yeah, man.
So I've got one crystal singing bowls joke. It's actually not a joke. It's a story a busker told me here from New Orleans. There was a busker that would play Canal Street Amphitheater down in the quarter, and he would play crystal glasses and spin them, and play all kinds of all kinds of cool songs on them. It was really awesome. And one day, a guy came in and screamed out the suggestion, "Stairway to Heaven," and this busker had a whole rigmarole of lambasting the guy for suggesting Stairway to Heaven as part of his act built into it. And then he looked up at the guy, and the guy was Jimmy Page. So he actually insulted Stairway to Heaven to the guy who wrote the song, which is awesome. So yeah, you're fairly new to sound healing, right? Like you came to this path late in life.
I did, absolutely. I'll give you a little bit of background. I'm a 28-year Army vet. I'm coming up on June 14th. I will be celebrating 5 years of continuous sobriety from alcohol. And, I come to a really dark point in my life. And, kind of like you said, the Army, you said it, man. You just said it. The Army energy is messed up. You know why? You know why? Because what do? What does the Army do? We break stuff and we hurt people, right? That's what the military does. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't do any good because, I've helped a lot of people, whether in the Middle East or Bosnia or whatever. I've been to a place called Zatri, which is like the largest refugee camp now, probably in the world. It's right on the Jordanian, Syrian border. So we've done a lot of good, but again, what's our purpose, right? Our purpose is to show strength and might and, to project this image of, hey, can I swear on here?
Yeah, absolutely. I got
the right. Well, it's not very spiritual, but every once in a while, a nice fuck is appropriate, right? So, long story short, I got sober. It was tough. I ended up going to rehab with 50 days sober, and they were like, "What are you doing here?" they're waiting for these bottom of the barrel people to come crawling into their doors, and I was spiritually at the bottom of my barrel. I graduated from a residential treatment program at Fort Belvoir Army Community Hospital in Virginia.
Where my oldest daughter was born.
Yeah, man.
For the end of my tour.
Yeah. And small world, right? Small universe. Even tinier wavelength, man. We're just riding on the same one. So I was introduced to this gentleman. His name is Bobby Ray. And he used to have all these people gather at his house about 1-2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, every Sunday. So I walk in and I sit down and, it's all like these hippy dippy people and, kind of people that look like you, long hair, beard, with tie-dye t-shirts, and they're all saying namaste and fucking hugging each other and shit. I'm like, what is this stuff? Right. And I will tell you, 5 years ago, I was not into this. I was the one of those naysayers. I was one of those non-believers. I was one of those people. I played guitar. I had long hair when I was in high school and stuff. And, I smoked weed and Black Sabbath, Metallica, any heavy metal was like my thing. But as far as like the spiritual side of nature or just enlightened beings and all this stuff, I thought it was hocus pocus. Then I heard this sound.
That's so beautiful. That's just over fucking Zoom. Ugh. Yeah, it's enchanting.
One more second. completely changed my life. I was transported to another time, another place, another dimension, right? And I wasn't on drugs. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing any of that stuff. And I was shot like out of this, spiritual cannon in a blaze of sage smoke, right? It just poof. It was amazing. And I actually started to feel better. Don't know why. I don't know how. But you know, I was all up in my feels, right? Because I'd been drinking for 30 years. You know, at the end of my drinking, I was knocking a 30 pack down a day, easy, and a whole pint of Jägermeister. That was not a problem. It's just what I did, right? I still went to work every day. I still get up at 5 a.m. I still worked out. I still did PT. I came home and cooked dinner, and I read still bedtime stories for my kids. You know. But I had to drink to tolerate all my blessings. Does that make sense, bro?
Yeah.
I had to drink.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. I had to drink just to get through the day, you know, so I could tolerate all the stress and all the BS in my life, right?
The army's got big stress.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand them, like, you know, stressing you out, like, during exercises and this and that, so you can handle it during the real thing, because it's all about survival.
Yeah, but that's in not the part. It's the bureaucracy. It's the hurry up and wait. It's the nonsense. Right. You know, it's the subtleness. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right. And I'm not going to turn this into a political discussion, but you know, in the end, man, you know, that 22 a day thing is no bullshit. You know, especially with the COVID, you know, we lost a really good dude. Came back from Afghanistan, I believe it was 2007, missing his right leg. You know, got a prosthetic, rebuilt his life, went to college, and got a degree in counseling, and became a counselor for veterans, you know, with PTSD and alcohol issues and all that stuff. He was sober, I think, coming up on like, what, it was 7 years or 12 years or however long he'd been sober. And he lost it, man. He went back out and he took his own life a week ago, you know?
Yeah,
that's what happened. Well, that's what happened to me, man.
The situation, man. You know, yeah. It's far too common. So that's why let's get. I'm so happy that you found this path, because you know so many people don't. You know, I do a lot of work with the homeless community, and I came to that because 43% of the homeless in this country are vets. You know, and it's hard work, and you know it's straining. So having someone on that has found this path. To blast off without using substances is amazing. Okay, so you go in, hippy dippies, you hear that sound, and you just boom, blast off, other dimensions. Right. So where did you go from there?
All right, so I started going every Sunday, and then I realized that you know, he's passed away and he's cool with this. Bobby was in the program, right? Bobby was in AA. And come to find out, he was my sponsor. So he was my grand sponsor. And, you know, we actually became friends, and I started going over to, we call it the Shaman Shack. I started going over to the Shaman Shack when, you know, it wasn't a Sunday. And he was just this really, he was Native American. When I bought my first house, it became a sober house. He had saged the whole property for me. He did the whole building, whatever. And we're sitting outside on this huge rock, and he looks down, and without even like flinching, whatever, he pulls out this four-leaf clover and he hands it to me. And he goes, "Jason, looks like this place is going to be lucky for you." And I was holding it in my hand, and I was like, wow. That was 4.5 years ago. I haven't found one since. Okay. Except, hold on. This is breaking news for your audience. Yesterday, I'm on the phone. I'm talking to a good friend of mine about this job opportunity and how great my day is going. And Bobby pops into my head and he says, "Jason, look down." That was yesterday, dude. There it is.
Yeah, it's funny. I found two in my life. I found two, yep. Two in the same day with my father when I was like 11 in my back.
See that? See that? I'm 51 years old, and that's the first one I've ever found, ever.
Wow.
Because I remember being out in the yard, you know, at my other house looking for them, and Bobby just said, "You'll find them when you stop looking." You know, All right, so real quick, we'll fast forward again. Bobby, despite being able to heal all these people, his past health history caught up to him. You know, we just because we stopped drinking doesn't mean that, you know, our bodies, you know, if you smoke for 35 years, you know, the chances are you could still get sick. You know, you abused your body with drugs and alcohol for, you know, 40 years. Chances are, you know, you're gonna pay for it in the end. And it caught up to him and he got sick and he had some heart issues and stuff like that. And I was there the day before he passed away. And so that left that void, man. He was the only, not I would say the only sound healer around, but he was the only one that I knew. Does that make sense? Because, I mean, nobody else does this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Come to find out.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, dude, Severna Park has 7 yoga studios, okay? Right? You go down to Arnold, they've got, right. You go to Annapolis, like, I'm wearing a Rua yoga shirt right now. Right? So... so there was a gap, man. He left this void and, you know, we had asked his wife, Kim, you know, hey, can we come in and ring, you know, cause I knew how to, cause he showed me. She kind of just, it just closed down. Like that was it. No more bowls. And then, I went out and I got me now this is a Tibetan bowl. So, you know, that traditional deep gong type sound made of this one's made of I think like 7 different metals, tin, copper, brass, a bunch of different ones. This one actually comes from Tibet. So I bought some Tibetan bowls and I started practicing with them. I do speak at different drug and alcohol rehabs. So I would bring the bowls in with me and I would ring them and, you know, we would do like meditation stuff. And before I knew it, I became a, what was my title? A recovery enhancement facilitator, sir. So, you know, basically, I would go to these drug and alcohol rehabs. I would talk a little bit about my story about how, you know, I almost killed myself over, you know, being depressed from alcohol, how I came to find a 12-step program, and then how I come to find through that program, you know, some really cool people who had a spiritual foundation, because this 12-step program is based on spirituality, not religion. And my wife looked at me. Actually, we weren't even married yet. My fiance, she's like, you know, I'm doing all this research and all that stuff, and you know, bro, these bowls aren't cheap. That one bowl right there is like $600, right? So, I mean, you know, my collection all told is probably around $5,000, you know. Didn't have the money at the time, but I went out and got them anyway, right? And I've been adding to my collection. Like I said, I've got 27 last count.
Yes. So last September, I did my first like formal sound healing. I did Tekken outside of about 90 miles outside of Palm Springs in California, and I've you know always heard good things. I always knew this was a possibility for entering an altered head space with them, but I was blown away. I do different types of psychedelic medicines, and you know, that's part of my path. And this was the closest to a full LSD trip that I've had with completely sober, nothing else, just the sound. And the place where it was done was a former massive magnetron in the middle of the desert for some weird black ops government project, but it's like an acoustically perfect building that was built for this, and now they just do sound healings, these massive crystal bowls, and yeah, I was hooked. It was amazing. So
that's awesome.
So what's the most surprising thing to you since you've gotten into sound healing? What's the thing that shocked you the most about the process?
Okay. I guess the most surprising thing is that someone like me can do this.
How old are you?
I'm 51.
How old were you when you picked up the Bulls?
4 years ago. 3.5 years ago.
Awesome. Yes, because that's a thing, you know, that people think of you know, your spiritual enlightenment as a young person's game now, because it's like, it's the hip thing to do. But, you know, time's not real. And so there is no, like, the right time is when it's right for you, you know, when and whenever
exactly. It calls
you, you know. Whenever you're not playing around.
I've had moments in my past of I call them like enlightenment. It's almost like I was sitting on the edge of my bed one day, getting ready to go somewhere or whatever. And all of a sudden my room just like, I mean, it brightened up kind of like if there was like if there was no roof and there was a spaceship over me, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Or like, you know, like being on stage and all of a sudden a spotlight hits you. It was kind of like that. But I felt warm, like from inside my body out. Like an angel had passed through me. I don't know. It was kind of amazing. I will say this. Back in 2012, I was at Fort Bliss, Texas, in active duty with the 1st Armored Division. Something called me like to do Reiki, right? My first experience with Reiki, real quick, I had cancer back in 2000. I had Hodgkin's lymphoma. I had a grapefruit-sized tumor in my chest. And some lady, my friend, brought me to this woman, and she, you know, waved her hands over me. And again, I'm rolling my eyes going, this is ridiculous. But her and her teacher, her Reiki master teacher, worked on me. And the woman was completely blind. I'm talking like I could, you know, do like the Molari cheese with her and, you know, nothing. So she's working on me and she jumped. And I said, what was that? And she looked down at me, you know, like I said, she looked towards my face and she's like, Jason, who is Elizabeth? And dude, I almost jumped out of the freaking massage table. That was my grandmother's name. And she said, some woman named Elizabeth just kissed me on the cheek and told me, thank you for looking out for my grandson. I was like, so, and here's the cool thing. Everyone who knew my grandmother called her Betty, right? Her name was Betty Doyle, but her birth name, you know, on her birth certificate was Elizabeth. So dude, there's no way. I was completely blown away. That was the seed. I can pinpoint that exact moment in, you know, my little bit of time on this earth was the moment that I was convinced that now, okay, there's something else. But that was 2000, right? So I beat the cancer, all that stuff. Fast forward to 2012, I'm on active duty. I'm at Fort Bliss, Texas, and I take a weekend long Reiki 1 class, right? And I become Reiki 1 certified, and I don't touch it again until 2016, you know, I got a year sober and I'm like, you know, I'm ringing the bowls and something's telling me, man, this energy that you're using, man, this is great. But what are you going to do with it, bro? What are you going to do with it? So now, this is my Zen den, right? I live in, you know, Severna Park, Maryland. And my wife and I transformed our finished basement into a sound healing, you know, Mecca.
That's awesome.
And people come down here, man, with some really deep shit, and we get our really big spiritual shovel and we help them get it out. We've had sexual trauma, we've had military PTSD, and the coolest part, all right, here we go, you're asking me one of the most surprising things. I have a veteran friend and his wife. They were trying to get pregnant, and they were using the, you know, the in vitro part and all that stuff and whatever. And dude, that's like $7,000 a whack,
well, yeah.
Right? I don't know if you know this, but it's expensive. So they try, you know, 7,000, and they're like, you know what? You know, they're running out of money, running out of time too, you know, because it takes like months in between. And I made a suggestion. I said, hey, why don't you guys come? We'll treat you as a couple, and then we'll treat you individually. My wife is also a Reiki master, and call her the Ice Queen. My hands turn like fire, and her hands, when we start doing Reiki, they turn so cold, like she can frost a glass. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy, right? So between the two of us, the yin, you know, the yin and the yang, we worked on our friend's wife, and I get to hold my little nephew Roger. Yep, who's a year old now. Imagine that. Eh? So, you know, I can't take credit for any of this stuff. You know, it's probably just a coincidence, because that's what I tell everybody. But, you know, she'd been trying desperately to get pregnant. And after she came to see us, we set intention. We set, you know, I saw my nephew. Well, he's not my, obviously my biological nephew, but they call me Uncle Jay, right? I saw him even as she was driving down the driveway. I could already picture what he looked like.
All intention, everything. It's all.
There you go.
Always focusing your energy. That's it. So beautiful that you found such a great way. Well, yep. We're already over episode time here for me. You want to play us out with some more beautiful bowl music?
Sure. I'm gonna swing you guys out with the heart chakra. Right. Okay. This is just one of my handle bowls. If you guys your audience wants to take a deep breath in and hold it. Says every little thing gonna be all right.
J-Main, everybody, thank you so much. We'll have to have you back on the program, man. Thank you so much.
Happy to.
All that you do. Cool.
Amen. Namaste, brother.
Namaste.